422.
The day after the Skins 24-22 comeback victory over Tampa Bay, everybody is raving about RG3. Many fans, even fellow players, say it was Griffin's best performance yet. Skins 2-2 heading into week 5 with the Falcons coming to town Sunday.
Joining us to talk about it, David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter and author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. Hello, David Elfin.
Hello, Hillary Harrod. That woman you were talking about before, that was back in college, is 80 years older than Robert Griffin.
Oh, isn't that something?
Wow.
I don't think she can play quarterback, probably, though.
No, that'd be a tough one. Let's talk about him a little bit. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, this adds another chapter to his already great history, which only goes back 4 games. Comeback kid, like Bill Clinton used to be. They really had no right winning that game at the end, and he just pulled it out. And the funny thing was, the headset went out, so he couldn't talk to the coaches. He was pretty much doing that on his own.
But he looked so calm.
He always does, doesn't he? Have you seen him nervous yet?
No, not yet, but I mean, it was just amazing.
He's been angry a couple of times with hits. There's one time yesterday he got really mad at the officials when he thought they had spotted him wrong on a run. Other than that, this kid keeps his cool all the time. Between his talents, his smile, and his cool, calm, collected self, how do you not like him?
Well, Mike Shanahan's got to love him. What's he saying after the team almost lost?
Well, he said they're not going to bring in kickers to audition tomorrow, which is kind of surprising considering Billy Cundiff might not have gotten back in that plane if he'd missed that last kick yesterday. He said Brandon Merriweather is not going to play yet again this week from that crazy collision in pregame warmups with Aldrick Robinson, who's on a concussion protocol, and his status is unclear. And, of course, he raved about Robert Griffin, Alfred Morris, and then Trent Williams cutting it out with a bad knee.
You know, some coaches say that after week 4, you pretty much know what kind of team you have. What would you call the Redskins right now?
Well, right now, they're an incredibly .500 team, Sean. They are giving up 123 points, scored 123 points. Every game's gone down to the wire with, you know, one score difference. And yet, you looked at the schedule they've played so far and what they have coming up. You might enjoy it now.
Hey, talk about Mike Shanahan and these 6th round picks, because Alfred Morris came in out of nowhere.
Yeah, and of course this goes back to 1995, Mike's first year in Denver as head coach, where they drafted a kid named Terrell Davis out of Georgia, running back, wasn't supposed to be anything special, ended up rushing for something like 1,800 yards a year for 4 years and leading the Broncos to 2 Super Bowl victories. If the Redskins get half of what the Broncos got out of Terrell Davis from Alfred Morris, they'll be very happy.
You mentioned the Falcons just before, and this will be the best team that the Skins have faced so far this season. A quick preview early in the week.
Well, they won again on a field goal the last second yesterday, too. Matt Ryan, the 5th-year quarterback, seems to be really coming in his own. He's the only quarterback in the NFC better than Robert Griffin right now statistically. They've got a really good running back in Michael Turner and 2 good receivers, which is the biggest problem. Roddy White and Julio Jones trying to have their field day against the Redskins secondary. The Redskins better tighten up the pass coverage in a hurry.
Longtime Redskins beat reporter David Elfin.